Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's having a wonderful week, a wonderful day. Isn't God great? Amen. Amen. All the time. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Get ready to open up with prayer. We're going to go ahead and take a spoken prayer request. Anyone on my right side this evening have a spoken prayer request? Brother Jim? We'll definitely lift her up. Absolutely. Anyone else on the right side? All right. Anyone on my left side tonight have a spoken prayer request? All right. Well, praise the Lord. Don't want to miss anybody. And there are also so many that are sick and shut in, those that possibly that are watching tonight that aren't able to be with us. Let's keep them in our prayers. If you haven't unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. Knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to worship you, ready to praise you and everything said and done. Dear Lord, we ask now that you'll just let us, dear Lord, let your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, just have a free ring amongst this service. Lord, we just pray for the service now, for your word as it's brought forth, as it's read, dear Lord, may it pierce our hearts, open our mind, dear Lord, and also open our eyes, dear Lord, that we'll see what you would have us to see and you would have us to know. Lord, we also lift up the children's church, the young people downstairs, and the teens out in the other building. Dear Lord, just touch them, their ministries, dear Lord, and just go forth. We thank you for every leader and, dear Lord, everyone that brings forth your word. Dear Lord, now, as again with this service, dear Lord, we just want to praise and honor you and everything said and done. And we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 277. I know we do a lot. You probably don't need to look at it in the book, but redeemed is what we're going to do tonight. Praise God. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have passed away. I have been redeemed. Amen. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to him I'll now desire. I have been redeemed. My joy, now onward I go. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. Yes, Lord, my love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I now reside. I have been redeemed. Precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory, someday shall see. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. By love divine, glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Sweet is a song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow away. Thank you, Lord. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed.
am, I now reside. I have been redeemed.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, it's good to have y'all with us tonight. You may be seated. And for those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Whether you're watching it live or you're going to watch it later date, may the Lord bless you. May keep you safe. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section and we'll be glad to pray with you. Because it's not about us, it's all about the Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus and all that we do. Praise God. Got a few announcements before we take up the evening offering. Don't forget on this coming Sunday, December 11th, at 6 p.m., we're having our community service. It's going to be a wonderful time. Brother Jason was telling us the other night when he testified that there's been 6 churches invited, so we're really expecting just a wonderful turnout. Invite somebody. Make sure you come yourselves and bring your family. Just a wonderful time to worship the Lord and to hear His Word. Just a great time to be. It always is. It's 1 year since we started. And also, all the love offering that will be taken up that Sunday night will be Shop with the Cops. So that's this Sunday, the 11th at 6 p.m. If there's anyone watching online, whether you go to another church or whatever, you're more than welcome. Come join us. That you have your invitation. Praise God. And also, the Amazing Grace will be meeting up after the a.m. service on the December 11th, this coming Sunday also. They're going to have their Christmas banquet, and I think they're going to Red Lobster. It'll be a wonderful time. Praise God. And also on December 10th, from 11:30 to 1:30, the Ida Bell Circle is having their Christmas party. And there's also a sign-up sheet in the back, too, for that. And don't forget, mark your calendar also for the morning of December 18th. Next week, we will be having our Christmas play. A lot of the children involved, there'll be a lot of things. It'll be in the Curtis Center, so we can still use this sanctuary and the other adult class. We'll be able to set it up. I'm not sure if we're going to have to combine classes. I'll find that out, and I'll let you know ahead of time. But make sure to make plans to come to Sunday school. Not just that weekend, but we need you. We have a chair for you, a place for you. We'd love to have you join us in Sunday school. That's all the announcements I have. Yes, Miss Lori. A hand go up. That's wonderful. So any of the department heads and all that need to get announcements in there, we need to get it to you. You'll give us a deadline or however you print it, that it's got to be there before the press is run. Right? Got to meet the deadline. Praise God. That'll help. Then all those changes that I do, like on Band of Brothers. But it's a wonderful time. And also I did want to mention, and I'd forgotten, Brother Eddie would probably bring it up if I didn't. After the community service, we are having a social. It'll be over in the Curtis Center. And I believe you've been asked to bring... What is it? Tell me. You know, when we call together and the food's there's always plenty shows up, but you're right. We need to remind everybody, that's right. Absolutely. Thank y'all, and I know it's lengthy, but this is a busy time of year. It's a wonderful time of year as we get ready to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we just want to put Him first in every activity that goes forward. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering, and on Wednesday nights we take it up, and it's a special offering as we do it Good Samaritan, excuse me. I was getting so used to those shoeboxes, those announcements. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Jim. Get me out of trouble here. You'll go ahead and ask the Lord to bless.
Yeah. I told him the ladies are always supposed to go first, you know? Golly. But, yeah, and you know, yeah, you go. No, we'll forgive you tonight.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near me. When my life is almost gone, my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I'll stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me also, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
As I sang that song, I couldn't help but think about a special lady this past week. Sister Linda and myself went Sunday afternoon to her memorial service, and she was got to be a dear friend of mine over the last 3 years, 3.5 years at Ashbrook, and she passed away last week. But as I was singing that, her image came to me, how she'd sit out there, and she was such a loving person, and sing along, and tears just run down her cheek. And as I was doing that, I was just like, I could see her sitting here. You know, to me, that's a blessing to see and known people that love the Lord that much and love life that much, you know. But she's in a better place.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Say something. It is truly a blessing. It's an honor to be in God's house tonight. I had an incident last night, and thank you, first off. Thank each and every one of you that had heard about it and that was praying for me. I do appreciate it. I had a reaction to a new blood pressure medicine. And well, the medicine itself was not new, but the quantity, the milligram that they had prescribed for me. It was way more than this old girl could handle. I tell you, it just it really put me down. But I've got to share this with you, and I won't go into detail about everything that happened, but there was one time that, I mean, I was just hurting so bad. And I was laying there, and my eyes was closed, and I was just saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. There's just one of those times that you're thankful for your church family, because you know they're getting a prayer through, you know, for you, whenever you can't say anything but maybe help me, Jesus. I was laying there, and I had my eyes closed, and I saw this picture. It looked like a picture that came into my mind, and it had Jesus. It had Jesus on it. I said, Lord, are you ready for me? Are you taking me on? That's how close I thought that I was. Lord, I'm ready, but are you ready for me? And he just smiled, and then he just faded away. Hallelujah. So I knew he come just to assure me that he was there with me and he had everything under control, as bad as it seemed at the time. If there's anybody, I feel like everybody here knows the Lord, but if there's anybody that is watching this service tonight, if you don't know the Lord, you don't know when you're going to draw your last breath. Everything, our breath is on loan, and it could be the very last one. But God delivered last night, and I am so, so honored to be here tonight with y'all. Y'all worship the Lord.
Standing there at the Red Sea, God's people began to complain. Soon Pharaoh and his mighty army would take us in bondage again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Moses cried. Then God parted the waters and they crossed to the other side. Oh, my God delivers again. Yes, he gives, he delivers again. When it seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. In all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again. We'll never bow to your idols, the Hebrew children proclaim. So the king gave the command to throw them into the flame. The king said, did we not cast three men into the furnace bound? Oh, I see four men loosing the fire unhurt and the walking around. Oh, my God delivers again. Yes, my God delivers again. When it seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. When all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again. Oh, my God delivers again. Yes, my God delivers again. When it seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. Then all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again.
Brother Eddie's hungry. He's seen my picture on Facebook where I had the Krispy Kreme hat on, and he asked me if I brought any donuts. Bless him. Sister Penny, you have to get him some donuts. That was right, but mm-mm.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, praise than when we'd first begun. Praise God, 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 praise God. God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God, praise 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 God.
I just wanted to share, you know, I came early because I'm working, helping Sister Linda do some stuff for the ladies' Christmas tea, and I went next door to try and find some outfits, but Chris said, let's go to church. He said, and you get up there and sing, and I'll feel better. And I said, well, I hate to tell you, but I really don't feel like singing tonight. Today has just been one of those days. Then Brother Jim comes up to me and Sister Linda, and he says, ladies, you got a song? Yes. And he walks away. And I was like, no, he didn't just do that. It's kind of like Laz says at work, they voluntold you to do something. So he voluntold me. But through me singing, my spirit is always lifted whenever I hear singing or preaching. So I'm thankful that you voluntold me.
Thank you.
Isn't God good? Amen. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen. You know, sometimes we sing because we're happy, and sometimes we can sing to make others happy. You made your hubby happy by singing, even though it was a sacrifice for you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Well, God is so good, isn't he? Amen. The songs are just wonderful tonight. I couldn't help but sort of sing along with Brother Jim. Last Wednesday, and I know y'all get tired of hearing about me down in the woods, but last Tuesday night, it was a terrible, terrible storm. Rain, wind blowing a little camper, and rain. I mean, it was just really, really pouring down. And all the power went off, even the security light and everything. It was totally dark. But it sort of lightened up the next morning, so I waited till it quit raining, and I'm going to the woods for my last hunt for last week. And I was singing that song, Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on to my stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. God corrected me, said, it's not to your stand, son. But that's what was on my mind anyway. Amen. I'm glad God has a sense of humor. You know he does by looking at me. He does have a sense of humor. You have your Bibles tonight. We want to go to the Old Testament book of Numbers in the 6th chapter. A very big, happy thank you and shout out to Brother Tom, Brother Jim, and Brother Keith for getting the Wi-Fi going. Let's give them a hand. We appreciate that. And also, Brother Lynn found the leak that caused us to use over 2,000 gallons of water when we usually use about 3 or 4. So he found that. So give Brother Lynn a hand. We thank God for that. Amen. We appreciate the folks that take care of the maintenance and the things around here. It's just a blessing so much, and we could never, ever thank you enough, but we wanted to let everybody know that we do appreciate it. In the book of Numbers, chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 22, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your many blessings. Thankful for this opportunity together tonight. For those who've come tonight, and Father, I pray a very special blessing and anointing God, upon each and every one. Help us, Lord, to be in tune to your spirit tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just use this vessel to speak to us. God, anoint these lips of clay tonight, God, that we may hear, God, a word from heaven tonight. Father, I pray that it will go out and minister, God, to those who need a word tonight, whether it be here or on the air. And Father, we pray a very special prayer for those who are sick. Many are afflicted, many are suffering, and we pray, God, that you would just speak healing into their bodies, speak strength and comfort, and bless them and anoint them. And God, we just pray that you'll have your way, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Let God bless you. Let God bless you. As I was preparing and praying and reading, I thought, you know, that that title would almost seem like that, you know, well, of course I want God to bless me. How many wants to be blessed? How many are blessed? We're blessed every day. But we like to be blessed. Amen. It's good to have the blessings of God. He blesses us when we have a sickness or affliction or emergency. He blesses us on the highway. How many has ever been blessed on the highway when it seemed like it's a terrible situation or a storm or whatever, and we call on the blessings of God, and we know that he's a God that is his hand. But in this time and in this situation, there were several things that had happened on the children of Israel's trek out of Egypt. You know, first of all, God showed them his mercy and his strength and his power by splitting the Red Sea and having them walk across on dry ground and then covering the Egyptian army in its entirety and drowning them and telling them that they would see the chariots of Pharaoh no more. And also he fed them manna, and he also gave them water, and he caused them to be victorious after nation after nation after king, and all of these blessings, and they had come together just recently, and God had sanctioned them to build a tabernacle, not a permanent structure, but a tabernacle, because they were still traveling. And Moses called on the people, and all the people were of one heart and one mind, and they brought all of these things that they had. They didn't have a whole lot, but they brought material of blue. They brought ram skins. They brought sapphires, and all of those things had a purpose and had a place in the building of the tabernacle. And there was such a move of everybody pitching in and everybody feeling involved and feeling that you know that they had a purpose, and there was just such a camaraderie between among the children of Israel, and a closeness of them, neighbor helping neighbor, and there was dependent on God and appreciative God, and I guess you would say it was like a church that was turned on. You know, blessings were flowing and people were doing good, and things were going well, and money was in the bank, and the music was good, and the sound system and everything. You know, everything's just going really, really well, and we're just thanking the Lord for all of his blessings, and we really, really are feeling close to the Lord. And I don't know, and I don't ask you to even respond to this, but, you know, sometimes I feel a little closer to God than I do at other times. And I know it's not him that moves. It's me, it's my feelings. Sometimes I feel like he's a long way away. Sometimes I feel just like Sister Linda, he's staring me right in the face. He's just that close. Sometimes I spiritually feel like he wraps his arms around me. And isn't that a good feeling when we feel the Lord's presence just that close? But there's other times we feel like, Lord, you're way, way, away, and, you know, you're not adhering to what I need or what I stand in need of, and, you know, I just wish you was a little closer. But at this particular time, it seemed like the children of Israel were very close to God. They didn't have the dispensation of the Holy Ghost yet. It hadn't come through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross of Calvary and sent back the Comforter. But they still had a relationship with God, although it was afar off, and although they went through the priest and went through Aaron. But things were going well, is what I'm trying to say, and things were kind of spiritual in the camp. And because of this, God, being the perfect Father, saw fit to rain down some blessings on the children. And this is what's so precious about God. Sometimes he will give us blessings when we don't even ask for them. Sometimes he'll give us blessings when they're completely unexpected, when seemingly things are going good, and it's almost like a parent whose child has been exceptionally good, maybe scored good at school or just done their chores around the house or just been real loving lately, and I didn't experience a whole lot of that growing up, but, you know, I've heard that some folks were really, really good, and they would get a special gift or a treat or a blessing from their parents, and they didn't even ask for it. I was always asking for it. You know, we'd go to the store, and I'd want to get something, you know, and, you know, it was really, really funny because I know what I've told you this before. Me and my brother used to sing, and I found out that he was getting a nickel every time to sing because he wasn't as ready to get. I was ready to get up and sing, but I was doing it for free, and he was getting a nickel, so he was saving money. He still probably got those nickels too, knowing Dennis, but got being able to save that money. But you know, and then I went on later on to say that really they used to pay me to be, or used to pay Dennis. How does that go? They used to pay Dennis to be good. Is what I'm saying. They paid my brother to be good, but I was always good for nothing. Anyway, so the children of Israel were kind of like just after a revival. You know, there wasn't any gossiping going on. There wasn't any backbiting going on. And it didn't matter what song you sung. It didn't matter who was preaching, as long as you're preaching the Word of God. But they were just so engulfed in the blessings of God and the Spirit of God. And God calls Moses, and he tells Moses, he said, I want you to go to the priest. I want you to go to Aaron. And this is what I want you to do for the children of Israel. I want you to bless them with a blessing, a prayer of blessing. I'll do the blessing, but I want Aaron to do and his sons to do the speaking or the blessing over them. And he told him the words to say. And if you've never used these words in a prayer, they're so appropriate and they're so sweet and they're so powerful. He said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Did he not do that, Sister Linda? You said you saw the face of Jesus, even in the emergency room or in your need of prayer. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. Be glad to be called the children of Israel. Be glad to call Jehovah God their God. So I thought about that, and I heard something this week that happened in the blue state or whatever of Virginia, and it was on a restaurant slash something, you know. Actually, it was a restaurant slash bar, I think it was, and I hadn't thought about that. But anyway, there was a group of Christians meeting there. Maybe they wasn't holiness, I don't know, but still Christians. But they were meeting there. And the owner of the restaurant found out, and some of his servers complained, so they asked them to leave. They had to leave. They refused to serve them because of their Christian views on abortion, on Christianity, and those things. And they said, no, we don't want any part of that. And they pushed them aside and told them not that they didn't want to do that. You know, they don't want you in here. And I thought about, you know, we need to be so proud and so thankful and appreciative to be called a child of God, even if it means refusal from restaurants, refusal from places that we shop, even if people at work turn their back on us. You know what? I don't want to be the shame of the gospel of Christ. How about you? I want to declare his name. I want to declare his glory and his mercy everywhere I go, and especially in the life that I live. So the children of Israel, they were happy to be known as the children of God, happy to receive those blessings, and everything was going really, really well. But things didn't always stay like that. You know, after blessings upon blessings upon blessings, there began to be a little turmoil, there began to be a little dissension, there began to be a little frustration. The journey seemed a little bit too long. Moses seemed a little bit too much of a tyrant. And, you know, they began to realize that, you know, this trek through the desert or through the wilderness, and they were going in circles and back and forth and back and forth, and they hadn't reached the Canaan land yet, and they began to grumble and moan and groan and complain. And the blessing sort of slowed down a little bit. So I likened that to a generation or society that we're living in today. And I notice some people point out other people and they say, I wish I was blessed like them. Or I wish I was blessed like her or him. And you got to understand, again, God blesses obedience. Now, he's a God at hand. I'm not saying that he is only going to bless you when you're good. If that was the case, I'd never receive a blessing. Because there's no goodness in me except the Spirit of the Lord. You know what the Bible says about my righteousness? It's in filthy rags. But the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of righteousness and the mercy and grace that he has shed upon me makes me, amen, be able to receive of the blessings of God. But it's not because I can earn them, but God does bless obedience. If I remain true to him, if I keep his word, and if I follow after the pattern that he has laid in the word of God, and I live and operate in his commandments and in his statutes and his precepts and listen and adhere to the word of God, I believe more blessings will flow. And I want to tell the world today, just let God bless you. And God will bless you. We've often preached and we've often talked and we've often heard the storehouse of blessings is so full and overflowing of unreceived blessings because the sins have shortened the blessings, or they have stymied the blessings that are coming down in the world. I'm speaking in the world today. But I want people to let them know that if you live for God, God will bless you. God will make a way, regardless of where you are, regardless of how much money you make, regardless of where you live, regardless of anything. If you put God first in every, as I said, we put God first in everything that we do, blessings will flow. Blessings sometimes that we don't even pray for. Blessings sometimes that are totally unexpected. Not to raise a hand or not to say, yeah, but have we ever received a financial blessing and we had no idea that it was coming for? Just because God wants to bless you. And God wants to make a way for you, even when there seemeth not a way. But there's some ifs there. The if is a little bitty word, but man, it can change a whole statement. It can change a lot of things. And I want you to go to the book of Deuteronomy. Same group of people, same leader, same priest, same God. And God speaks to Moses again in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And I want to read this word for word because it is very, very profound that we read this and understand. And he said, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Now that is pretty explicit. I believe that's kind of easy understood. Not listen to anybody else, but listen diligently unto the voice of thy God, of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I love that phrase. Blessings will overtake you. Amen. Like I said, when you least expect it, or when you're going through a problem or trouble, that blessing just kind of runs up there and grabs you and overtakes you, because God knows what we need and God knows how to supply that need. So blessings, these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if, again, God honors obedience, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And then he goes on to say, this is so precious, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Now, it's a different city now. Sometimes we want to get out of the city. But basically, we're talking about wherever you are. If you're in the city, in the marketplace, or whether you're in the field, you can be productive. You can be blessed at both places. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Not only was he telling them that he would bless the people, but he said, I will bless your cattle, I will bless your herd, I will bless your material things, I will bless your field, I will bless you when you're in the city, I'll bless you when you're in the field, I'll bless you with good health, I'll bless you with strength in your body. But there's two ifs there. If thou shalt listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. We can refer that to God's sustenance. He'll make a way. You know, he may not fill up the meal barrel, but he won't let it run out either. You know, and that actually causes us to have greater faith in the Lord. If he filled up the meal barrel, we'd just say, man, I got it made. But if he put a little back there every single day and it was just enough, we'd say, Lord, I'm dependent on you. And he always makes a way. So blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed thou shalt be when thou goest out. How many is familiar with that passage of Scripture? And we talk about all those blessings, how God will pour out his blessings, but very little, or not very often, do we refer to the two ifs that are there. If we listen to God diligently, hearken unto him, unto the voice of the Lord our God, then those blessings will flow. And I'm talking about the blessings will flow sometimes when we're not even actually praying for them. Now, God will bless us. You know, when we pray, if we have faith and believe, God will bless us. He's made a way for me so many times. I could probably write a series of books, how the Lord has come on the scene for me. And I know you have too. I know that hearing your testimonies, how God has come on the scene and blessed you through sickness, through finances, through problems, through storms, whether they be real storms or spiritual storms or whatever the case may be, God has been there for you, and he's going to continue to be there for you. But again, y'all are here, and the ones that probably need to hear that are still in the world and moaning and groaning and why can't I do this, or why can't I have this, or why can't I have good health, when if they would just listen to the voice of the Lord God, adhere to his commandments, follow his precepts and his statutes, and give and dedicate their life unto him, I believe they would open up, you know, it would be like opening up the pipeline and just get gas prices back like they need to be. I think it would open up a pipeline of blessings that God, I really believe from the scriptures that we read in the Old Testament and even the promises that Jesus, the words of read, that God really wants to bless us. He really wants to bless his people. But it's not because he doesn't have the ability to bless or the revenue to bless. It's because the sins are blocking, the sins of the world and the sins of disobedience and the sins of not caring about their soul. Those are the things that's blocked blessings. In fact, one of the scriptures talks about that's what has blocked the blessings. So if we do these things, if we are obedient unto God, again, that kind of opens up the channel. God just begins to bless us. Why? Because he loves us. I referred to our parents wanting to do for us when they love us, but how much greater is God's love for us, even we are for our children? And you know, I think you can relate to that. Probably there's more parents here now than there are, but you grew up as children too. But, you know, sometimes you just want to bless them. You just want to give them something just for no reason at all, not a birthday, not an anniversary. You just say, you know what, I just want to give them something. And I believe God wants to bless us, and he does bless me. You know, and sometimes I have to remind myself, yeah, I need to be more thankful. I really need to be more thankful because just the blessing of getting up in the morning. I love what Brother Keith always said, you know, the Lord let my feet hit the floor this morning. That's something to be thankful for. He's given me a desire to come to church and to worship him and to praise him. He's given me a desire to read his word of God. And I'm so thankful for the desire that he has given me. So if we obey the Lord, we hearken unto his voice and adhere to his commandments and his precepts and his statutes, the blessings will flow. And I know we're already blessed. I've often said if God never, ever answers another prayer for me, it's still going to take me an eternity to thank him for what he's already done. Amen. And what was the song a while ago? 10,000 years. Who was that? Amazing Grace. Yeah, for 10,000 years, it'll just be started. 10,000 years to go by like that, and we'll still be glorifying and praising the Lord. Amen. And you know what? The temperature's going to be perfect up there. Everything's going to be perfect. Do you love Jesus? He loves you. Amen. He loves each and every one of you. May God bless you. We love you so very much. I think we pretty much covered the announcements. Now, I do want to remind everybody that on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, both are falling on a Sunday. This only happens, what, every 7 years, I guess. So we won't be having any service morning or evening on Sunday. I know a lot of families get together, and I'm sensitive to that, and that's fine. I think the Lord will Amen. Now, the following Sunday, which is New Year's, we'll just have the one worship service, and that'll be at 11 o'clock. That'll give you a little bit of time if you set up a little bit later on Saturday night, not to have to get up. We won't have Sunday school. We'll have the 11 o'clock service and no night service. And then, thank the Lord, things should be back to normal. On the Sunday of the Christmas drama or the Christmas program, which will be the 18th, that night I would like for us to have a candlelight service. We hadn't had a candlelight service in a long time, and I think that would be a perfect time to do it. Have a candlelight service and some Christmas caroling, and maybe read the Christmas story as well. So that'll be kind of an abbreviated service. So just trying to make provision for families and situations, but it's that time of year, and I know a lot of people are busy. So again, we'll get with Sister Lori, and she'll update that on the service times and all. All right, and don't forget, now, what's this coming Sunday night? Community fellowship. All right, and already hearing that a lot of folks are planning on coming, so finger food means what, chicken? I eat chicken with my fingers. But, sausage balls, yeah, little weenies, sandwiches with little bitty sandwiches. You know them that you have to eat about five before it fills you up, little bitty sandwiches. Anything you can snack on, stuff like that, would qualify, because these folks will eat. We'll all eat. And there'll be a big crowd there normally. So I look forward to that. Amen. It's a good time of the year, isn't it? All right. We'll just stand. Brother Jim, come and prepare to dismiss us. As he comes, if you need prayer this night or this evening, please come forward. We'll pray with you, pray for you. And if there's a need tonight, we'll anoint you, as the Bible says.